Title: CMS releases CY 2024 final rule for PACE organizations. Content: On April 12, 2023, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, released a final rule updating key regulations pertaining to programs of all-inclusive care for the elderly, PACE, the final rule. Overall, these changes, summarized below, will offer significant administrative and operational flexibilities. Except as otherwise noted, the requirements of the final rule are effective January 1, 2024. Changes to contract year definition. CMS is required to conduct a comprehensive annual review of PACE organizations' operations during the first three contract years of operating a PACE program, known as the trial period, to assure compliance with all significant requirements. Historically, the initial contract year was defined as being the first 12 to 23 months, as determined by CMS, which enabled CMS to adjust the length of the initial contract year so that it ends on December 31st. In light of issues CMS has encountered with scheduling and conducting the first trial period audit for new PACE programs, CMS is amending the definition of contract year to provide that a PACE organization's initial contract year may be 19 to 30 months, as determined by CMS, but in any event will end on December 31st. CMS stated that this change will provide the agency with more flexibility when scheduling initial trial period audits and will allow PACE programs sufficient time to operate before their first trial period audit. In response to concerns raised by commenters that a longer initial contract year could delay service area expansions, since PACE organizations must successfully complete their first trial period audit and implement acceptable corrective action plans, if applicable, before CMS and the state administering agency will approve a service area expansion or PACE center site expansion, CMS stated that it intends to promptly schedule first-year reviews, taking into consideration when organizations begin enrolling participants and whether an organization has had sufficient time to operate. This provision is effective June 5, 2023. PACE Enforcement Authority for Civil Monetary Penalties and Intermediate Sanctions. CMS clarified its Enforcement Authority for Civil Monetary Penalties, CMPs, and Intermediate Sanctions, i.e., Enrollment or Payment Suspensions, for PACE programs. Pursuant to the June 3, 2019 final rule, if CMS makes a determination that could lead to the termination of a PACE program, it has the discretion to take alternative enforcement actions in the form of a CMP or an intermediate sanction. In the final rule, CMS clarified that in circumstances where CMS has made a determination that could lead to a termination, CMS would likely impose a CMP or an intermediation sanction on a PACE organization prior to terminating the PACE organization unless there was imminent risk to a PACE participant. CMS explained that this is because it views CMPs and intermediate sanctions as corrective in nature, since they are imposed when the PACE organization has been found to be non-compliant, and they provide time for the PACE organization to correct the issues that led to the non-compliance with the ultimate goal of mitigating any actual or potential harm to PACE participants. Under the final rule, CMS is revising the regulation at 42 CFR 460.50b, to provide that neither CMS nor the state administering agency has to determine that the circumstances in 460.50(b)(2) exist, i.e., that within 30 days of the date of receipt of written notice of a determination that there are either significant deficiencies in the quality of care furnished to participants or that the PACE organization failed to comply substantially with the conditions for a PACE program or the terms of the PACE program agreement, the PACE organization failed to develop and successfully initiate a plan to correct the deficiencies to continue implementation of the plan of correction, prior to imposing a CMP or intermediate sanction. CMS has emphasized that it is committed to collaboration and due diligence before determining whether an enforcement action is necessary. PACE organizations will still be encouraged to self-disclose and self-correct compliance deficiencies at any time, and CMS will consider such self-disclosure and self-correction in addition to the financial condition of the PACE program when deciding whether to impose an enforcement action. PACE contracted.